Next patient is Antonio Garcia. This is a consultation. Consultation to Dr. Kruger, reason for consultation, supraventricular tachycardia, evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is 64-year-old with the history of supraventricular tachycardia, period patient is bleeding of shown subbreath and distance associated with the supraventricular tachycardia, period. Patient's heart monitor showed episodes of supraventricular tachycardia, referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation of supraventricular tachycardia, period. Current medication, metformin, losartan, amlodipine, Corex, Flomax, aspirin, provostatin, period. Allergies, penicillin. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system, in general, recent weight gain, weight loss, nevishnik, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, nausea, omitting, and diarrhea, extremity, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 80, respiration 16, weight is 195 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour 6 systolic murmur, heard of the western border. There's no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Click emption number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation, patient supraventricular tachycardia and described symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation, period. Please indicate to Dr. Kruger. Mm-hmm.